Okay, I call this meeting to order.
Okay, can we do the roll call, please?
Sure. Ms. Knapp?
Here.
Mrs. Faust?
Here.
Mr. Grumbles?
Can we pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's see. Do we have any comments from the public today?
Well, I've never been to a trustee meeting before, so.
Oh, you can. Oh, come on up. Yeah, come on to the podium and speak.
I didn't know if there was time at the end for anything, but I'm coming because I.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say your name and address?
My name is Renee Grover. I live at 3003 Nantucket Drive, Lewis Center, Ohio. 40035. I've lived in Orange Township since August of 1997, so I've been here a very, very long time and seen a lot of change. And I have to say that over the course of the last couple years, I've been very unhappy with the amount of park infrastructure that has been put into place, yet a lot of talk about the park infrastructure being put into place. I took the time to listen to some previous meeting not agendas and minutes and stuff, but actually watch the video because they're very different sometimes, the meetings and the agendas. And particularly North Park, there was a talk about that on the February meeting that talked about how we have spent all this money on this master plan and they've done designs in 2018, 19, and 20. The consultants still want more money. There still isn't anything built there besides soccer fields. They talked, I think Silas talked about how they were going to break apart the plan and get the pickleball courts in that they designed for four courts, well, 4 years ago. They probably now need to be eight courts. I was just at Dublin Coffin yesterday playing pickleball. They have eight beautiful courts. I know they're a big city. We're just a little township. But I also see all the other things being built. I also wanted to know or talk about how we're building Evans Farm, this huge monstrosity that I drive by every day when I go to my kids' school. Yet they couldn't put a trail in that was in the front of their development that connects the Shores, which I live in, to Kroger and the schools and every place that our kids go. I think it's ridiculous. I'm not sure who's coming up with this master plan, but I feel like the consultants have not done a very good job of planning for a community, which Orange Township is constantly talking about, how they want a better community. And I'm not really sure what to do, but I came today because I wanted to listen. And I'm really wondering why the township is spending all this money on these park plans, yet nothing is getting done. If they took that money and just built something, for Pete's sake, I think the residents would be a little bit happier.
Silas, would you like to address any of that?
I stand here.
Whatever you're comfortable doing.
I can address what I know right now. I'd be happy to connect with you afterwards as well if there's more questions or anything too. But as far as North Road Park would be the thing I can give the most information about right now. North Road Park, as you mentioned, we did split up the previous plans for a phase two. So we kind of have a phase two, a phase three, and there might even be a phase four at this point. Having all those connected together was really delaying the project. There was one facet of the project that the redesign and changes to that really slowed things down. So breaking it apart has allowed us to move forward. One of the issues with breaking it apart is different designers and different architects were involved with various facets of it. So what we are doing right now is we're contracted with a different consultant, different from the first one, to do just the parking lot expansion and the pickleball courts. We're expecting those designs to be completed and back to us, end of June, 1st of July. And based on the contract that we're entered into, and since it is not considered new construction, it's an expansion of the existing parking lot, we'll be able to roll right into construction with the design team that we're working with. So once we have that back, we'll know a little more of a hard time frame of what the construction schedule will be for that actual phase of the project.
Why wasn't that in the original design from back then? It's literally four cement ports connected to a parking lot. Like, what is the redesign? Like, are they going to look different than they did when they designed them in 2018, 19, and 20, since they're not connected to the facility? Like,
there'll be minor changes to it. The bulk of the changes and the reason for the design work was due to the cost with the original consultants and engineers that were tied to the project. To continue with them and to bring that project to a bidding point again after breaking it off would cost the township quite a bit of money extra. Breaking it free and going the route we went saved the township probably tens of thousands of dollars.
After spending hundreds of thousands.
I can't speak to that number. I wasn't here for it, but I know it was a lot of time and a lot of effort that went into it. It was helpful in some sense to get to where they are now, but I'm hopeful we can get this first phase, the next phase, in motion here sooner by the route that we took.
So with all that being said, I forgot to mention that when I was listening to the minutes and stuff, they talked how they were going to have a robust timeline at the next meeting, and they never mentioned it again on February 22nd. March 7th or March 21st, after they talked about how they were going to move the pickleball courts in the parking lot out of the parks. So I'm not sure why that never got addressed at any of those future meetings, but thank you for your feedback. I appreciate it.
Yes, I was wondering about that as well. Can you bring that to the next meeting? Can we have a better timeline?
I won't have a timeline until we have the design and have the final design approved by the board. And they're able to work with the design team on their actual construction schedule. Because we'll essentially, once it's approved, we'll fall into their construction schedule when they have the availability. We may get a little bit of an idea if it is approved initially, when that might be. I can maybe come with that, but it won't be a hard, like, dead set time frame until it's actually physically approved.
What about the restrooms?
We are working on a redesign with those as well. Those, again, breaking those free from the rest of the project. I've been working with Ms. Faust on that quite a bit as well as yourself a couple weeks back. That will hopefully, I don't want to give you a dead set time frame of when that's going to be. We are expecting to hear something back from the design team on that really any day now.
Yeah, I know with COVID that it has just messed everything up, delayed everything, but I would like to see at least restrooms and other things built. Did you ever check into, I don't think you have to bid out parks projects. Did you ever check on that? Which could hasten the process. Were you able to verify that with our attorney?
Yeah, there is no legal requirement to publicly bid a park project. It does still fall under prevailing wage guidelines and some of the other bid specs too. It's their commentaries. What is that? It was very wise to bid it out and kind of going the right way of doing things the right way. But it's not mandatory that we do it.
So we could do some of the, because that was my original intent when we talked, is that we could get some of the more basic items done quickly. You know, the items that aren't going to be really expensive without having the actual bid. It's kind of a loophole in the law that you don't have to bid it. Unlike other fire stations and things, it's a little known loophole. So maybe get some things built quicker versus the huge projects that, and you can also get quotations in lieu, of bids.
Yeah, we're right now at the restroom and shelter facility. We're exploring prefabricated structures for that to try to speed the process up. There's still engineering and design that goes into that, but it may help us cut a couple corners and get it done a little bit quicker. And there are some procurement opportunities and cooperative bidding processes that we can go through to try to speed that up. But the state of the industry right now is not real favorable for that to happen real speedy, like it would have been, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But it is allowing us to try to push that forward a little bit. So that is dead on in what we're doing there. So,
okay. What about connecting the Evans Farm to? Is there a bike trail that's planned along Lewis Center Road?
To my knowledge, there is. I won't speak ahead of zoning here on this, Robin, or I know if Michelle was here, she would probably know a lot more about it just due to the history of the project. To my knowledge, there is full connectivity from Evans Farm to North Road to Lewis Center and I think up to Pyatt once it's all said and done.
What about the Olentangy Crossing,
I'm drawing blank. Where's
Olentangy
Crossing?
Where the Kroger is at 23.
Oh. It's behind Panera.
Yeah, gotcha. We're Lewis Center 23.
So
west side 23.
With the new rail timber development, there is run south off of Shanahan once the road's connected up there. Running east-west, I think once it's connected to Lewis Center, there's a path, I believe, that goes all the way across there. Is there not?
Yeah, I
think there is, yeah. So once...
Yeah.
I thought we could do it in Shell Hollow.
But there's not currently a path in that Kroger area.
No.
There's one that runs, like, behind Kroger, between that one development and the back side of Kroger.
Okay.
And that connects in front of the high school and goes all the way to the roundabout. And then that's where everything stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so going east of the roundabout is the area we're talking about then?
East.
Towards Evans Farm?
At least connected to the railroad track trail that goes behind Elm Creek. Or you can't, like I said, my kids have ridden through many people's yards to get from the railroad tracks where their bike path ends to get to the roundabout where the church is to ride their bikes to Kroger's, to walk to Kroger, et cetera. There's no way to get from where the AMS station is.
In like Lewis Center.
In Lewis Center, behind the Lewis Center Barbershop. You can't get from there to Lewis Center Church bike path without going on a road or through somebody's yard.
Yeah. Robin, do you have any? Yeah, I believe from the development plans I've seen, I think there's a path going through there. There may be some timing coordination with the county since the county is going to extend Home Road up to Lewis Center over the railroad tracks and tie it into Pyatt Road. There may be some timing coordination taking place there. That's something we can look into and try to get some more information on, though, with the county.
I guess as a resident, it's great to talk about this, but, like, I think as residents, we would love to see more information on the Orange Township website as far as a timeline. So we could come back and say, hey, what happened? You know, like, not to necessarily say stick it to you. I think we've learned everything from COVID is that there is no deadline that can't be pushed back or project that can't be, you know, adjusted for price because the price has changed. But I'm just a big proponent of having more knowledge as far as what's going on. To know, hey, kids, you know, they said they're going to probably have it done. Like, I live in the shore, so we did that. We saw them build that bike path. We can see that they're building an extended bike path up to Harbor Drive, which is great, but now we're going to have
When is the Parks Master Plan going to be done?
We are in the final review stage right now. We should have a meeting scheduled with our steering committee in the coming weeks, so it should be before the board shortly after that.
Is that like just a brand new, like, updated what's going on with the park?
It's a 10-year master plan.
Oh, nice.
That is, was started before my arrival here, but we're just about to finish line with it. So it'll be a 10-year master plan of where we are, how we're doing, where we're going, and what comes next.
And do we, or in OTOG, do we have a parks committee? Has that been filled?
I don't think so, no. They've got the events committee.
We don't have that one.
They have events.
Vets Memorial and maybe a zoning. Those are the only two committees we currently have.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let me give you my card. And we have an outreach committee that's going to be forming subcommittees. And so we don't currently have a parks committee yet, but we're working on maybe that's something that you would be interested in serving on. A lot of time residents are good at pushing things along. Government can be very slow. And
obviously, there's not a lot of participation from the 20. No, I mean, not even how many people live in Orange Township, but
it can be frustrating. Okay. So, yeah, thank you for your feedback.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Is there any other public comment? Yeah, come on up.
Good morning. My name is Chase Waits. I'm with the Delaware County Board of Developmental Disabilities at 7991 Columbus Pike. I'm here today to talk about our accessibility grant. I was actually requested to attend today because of Changing Spaces Ohio. That's an organization that's passionate about bringing changing tables that are universal for adults as well as children to public spaces. So I was asked to talk about our accessibility grant. So we do have a $3,000 matching grant available per project for government agencies, public agencies, and nonprofit organizations. It's very easy to apply. You apply directly through our website at dcbdd.org. And then our board reviews that. They generally do approve those because we want to promote inclusion as much as possible. So that's what I'm here to talk about.
And when you say per project, is that per changing station, like per changing
table? It could be. Yeah, okay. Generally organizations will say, you know, we want to add a table or make this bathroom accessible, and then we have another one somewhere else that we want to do as well. Mm-hmm. But it's not just bathrooms. You know, I was here to talk about that specifically, but anything that makes things more inclusive could be used for our grant.
I met with one of the residents last week with Kim. And so one of the things that we had talked about, kind of piggybacking on where Silas was going, was our North Road is bathrooms there, as we're hoping to be able to put a family restroom in that space that would have enough space. Because what we have found through Kim's research and her team's research is that our current restrooms aren't this, you know, the only family restroom we currently have is within the confines of the pool, and it's a 6.5-foot square space. And unfortunately, our tables are 6 foot. So that's, you know, we wouldn't be able to get out should there be a, you know, emergency where the fire department would need to come. So we've been brainstorming and talking through all that. So I think she's working on updating her proposal, and she's given information to, she's met with Mr. Grumbles and she's met with myself, and I think she's going to come in a couple weeks and give us an updated proposal and stuff. So thank you.
If there's anything that we can offer, happy to do so. We have changing tables in our offices too. So if you want to come and see how they work and see what they look like, happy to show those off. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Any other public comment? Are there any agenda changes?
It looks like they added a PO, a then and now, for $91,738.69. This is for it'll be under the consent agenda, item B. For American Electric Power, do you want to go down, Val? Can you see that? Okay. That's for utility relocation. We just got the bill. It was from 2019, before my time and Silas's time. That was not good record keeping. Anyways, but we owe the bill $91,000. So, and I think we've got later where we might be moving some money around to pay the bill. So we are in another resolution further down.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I'm just here for the conclusion.
Would you like to give your name and address, please?
My name is Victor Harris. My address is 3373 Glen Oaks Court, Lewis Center, Ohio, 43035.
Silas, did we have follow-up from the engineer's office after our last meeting?
We did.
I got a call from Cyrus Friday. I did return the call 3 times. Never got a response back. That was it in regards to it. I did state to you all that I would do a follow-up in 2 weeks. My project is about to start in the next few days.
Yeah, I did follow up with the county, and the specs at which they perform the work is the same they perform it through all throughout the county. When they did the overlay process on concrete driveways, they taper it down. They perform the work on Mr. Harris's property the same way they have all throughout the county. So there's no error in the process and the construction on their side.
Why come out to inspect it?
No, I did not ask that. I know they did at the time. When they do that, they have an inspection service out there when they do the paving, just like they'll do this year and every other year. But they have not been back out since that time.
Because I thought that I had requested for them to come out and inspect it, because you can put all the specs out that you want, but if it's not actually built to specs, that's why, you know, an inspection by it would be necessary.
Yeah, their inspection was at the time of construction last year. There wasn't a new one that was done.
We asked for a new inspection.
I have not got that. Yeah, I haven't got that response yet from them. If they're able to come back out.
Who are you talking to there?
I have to look at my email. I'm sorry. I know it's Austin with DLZ and one of the members of the county engineer's office.
Who are the county's engineers?
I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm sorry. I can get that to you after the meeting.
Could you? Because I don't want to talk to them.
Because, if they hadn't inspected, that means they lacking in their responsibilities. Because if you come out, if any of you guys come out and look at the pavement, you can see that it's cracking. I mean, and since 2 weeks ago, it's starting to crack even more so. I mean, this is a no-brainer pertaining to...
What's your address one more time?
3373 Glen Oaks Court, Lewis Center, 43035. But as far as the pavement being done, That's the county's issue. I don't have nothing to do with that. Okay, that's apples and oranges. We're talking about directly of my property. Okay, y'all spent millions of dollars to have these people do these streets, which they did an accurate job. Okay, so that's something that you're going to have to go back and forth with them in regards to the repairs that need to be done as far as the community is concerned. We're talking about the damage that was done to my property, not the streets, my property. So one has nothing to do with the other. I'm having a project done for my property done this week. You all can dance around this for maybe the next 6 months. That's no concern of mine. You know, that's the politics of it.
It was the damage that you're saying was done because the road was incorrectly constructed, which caused damage due to the expansion of water and ice, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it's indirect damage that we're trying to get inspected, because I believe if it was done incorrectly, the entire street would need to be redone and fixed, or some
right.
kind of provisions. If the contractor made errors, then I would think they would be liable for that.
But you're not going to be able to use the same material that you did for the streets pertaining to my concrete. One has nothing to do with the other. This is what I've been trying to explain to you all from day one. Okay. You came out, you saw it. The next door neighbor you didn't look at, well, his concrete as well is damaged too as well. What he does is what he does. That's nothing to do with
the one up the hill, like if you're
next door to me.
So with the same of the border
same,
that you have.
Exactly. You
to
know.
The left, if you're in your house.
Yeah.
To the right,
think,
if you're facing your back to his house. You're facing his house, yes.
3353, I think. Next door. What he does, he just moved in. You know, he hasn't been there in a year. So, you know, what he does is what he does.
Yeah, and I explained it that at the meeting, I think it was the last meeting, that we can't, there's unfortunately a process that we have to go through, that we can't just pay money out without, you know, a different contract.
Your legal being, and also your legal advisor has stated that you are liable for this because you contracted these.
Well, he's I'm not sure. The problem is we have to get to the bottom. If it's the contractor that actually did it, even though we paid for it, it would be them that would be primarily responsible, that we would need to go after them. But we need to have someone come out and actually inspect the whole road is the issue.
But,
and I apologize that it has not been done.
But listen, I understand what you're saying to me, Lisa and Erica and the whole panel. I get everything that you're saying to me, okay? It's a process. I get that. Right. But when you let's just change the course real quick. If I come to your house and I have a contract with you, I hire Cyrus to do the job that I have the contract with you, and I don't do the job correctly, you're coming at me because I hired him. So that makes me responsible for hiring him. Mm-hmm. So that makes me liable.
Yes,
okay.
That is agreed. Yeah,
same.
Agreed,
this is the same format.
It's the same thing, but when you're a government agency, by law, you can only make certain expenditures. Then you have to make a determination that the expenditure is necessary and go through different paperwork. Otherwise, like I explained, trustees are personally liable for any funds that are expended unless we go through the government process. So,
but you're wasting you're playing politics. That's all you're doing.
Not
okay?
Politics. It's procedure.
You, regardless to how you want to deem it, it's politics, because you just stated government. So when you put government in it, that's a political asset.
Well, it's a process by law. We're governed by law versus a regular contractor that can just pay
but
out money.
But
okay, listen, I would like to move on the agenda.
We're not
going to
move
what
on
to
because we're not going to move on with this, Lisa, because what I'm stating to you is the fact every other week I come here and it's the same noise.
Have you met with Silas, like, in between meetings? Have you sat down with him?
Silas contacted me. And I reached back out to him.
And you guys
did not hear from him.
Could you guys speak after this meeting?
Okay, but, let me conclude. Okay. We sat here 2 weeks ago. We went through this. We paused to have the individual come out and come out to the air 2 weeks ago. None of that has transpired. I gave Silas the documentation almost 2 months ago. You came out to the house almost 2 months ago. Okay. And we still right where we at. Nowhere. Just talking. Okay. Like I stated to you before, I'm paying for the project to be done, regardless to you all going back and forth with this foolishness. I'm going to still have it done. I get things done. You all talk. Okay. So I have to get this done. But what I'm stating to you is the fact that all of this, it's about just reimbursement. That's all it is. That's all it is. Just reimburse me for the damage that you did. Got nothing to do with the street. Nothing.
But if the street's not fixed, the damage will continue.
You're going to, when I pay for this to be done, it's going to be done. Now, you can, am I supposed to sit around and wait for you all to and dance around the roses for months at a time? And let my concrete continuously deteriorate because you all can't make a financial decision or you can't get in contact with the people that deem these issues? Who fault is that?
I apologize. I thought Mr.
Who fault is that?
That's not my fault. Evidence, so
you know,
we'll talk about that
to me personally, that means you got somebody that's not on top of their game, that's not doing their job.
I will get the name of the person.
Or disregarding the general public.
I will get the name of the person that Silas has been speaking to.
I tell you what, give them to me.
Myself.
Give them to me. Give them to me. And I will go personally. And I will get the job done. That's what I do. I make things happen. I don't talk. I make it happen. So give the information to me. And I will seek this person.
Thank I will you. Talk to Silas after the meeting. Thank you very much.
Well.
Okay, next we have the consent. Are there any other? Do we already do the
agenda? We did the agenda change.
Any more agenda changes?
Yes.
Okay, next we have the consent agenda approval. Okay, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda for the regular meeting held on May 16, 2022.
Second. With resolutions 22-183 and 22-184, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Still a second?
Yes.
Ms. Knapp?
Yes.
Mrs. Faust?
Yes.
And next we have the development and zoning report. Robin?
Good morning, trustees. On our hearings and meetings report. We do have two public hearings scheduled with this board for Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. For rezoning application 22-04, which is the Evans Farm alley width amendments, as well as the amendments to the Route 23 overlay district. So those will be on Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. in this room. On Thursday evening, we do have a Board of Zoning Appeals meeting scheduled. We do not have any cases before that board, but they will be reviewing their minutes and potentially approving them, and staff will be giving them an update on our zoning resolution rewrite as well at that time. On Tuesday, May 24th, the Zoning Commission will be meeting. They will be hearing the two single-family planned residential lot splits that I have discussed previously. And we do have a new application, application 22-05, requesting to rezone 3.736 acres to allow an indoor-outdoor recreation facility that will primarily be tennis courts and pickleball courts on Green Meadows Drive.
I did have a question about the 2202 and 2203.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what their plan is? You may have already answered this previously, as far as what types of homes they're putting on there, since they're splitting a larger lot into
single family. They're proposing single family homes.
And of the same you know, construction type market value as the rest of the homes that are in those areas?
That's not something that was specified in the application. It's really just for the lot split and the land use.
Okay.
But they would have to comply with the, you know, all the architectural and building requirements that are applicable to that district, which okay. In that case is minimum 1,000 square foot homes that would have to be single family, yes.
Thank you.
Is that the one in South Old State?
Yeah, there's a
South Old State and then Hare Court, the one that backs into Hare Court.
Is that the one that is going to be part of that subdivision?
Potentially, yes. And there actually, there's two.
I think I asked about that last
time. Yeah. There's two applications. They're both on South Old State. So, yes.
Yeah, the one's farther north, right?
Yeah.
Willow Springs. Okay. But that one's not connected. Is that one connected?
So they are proposing essentially three lots. And two would have access on South Old State, and one would be on Hare Court.
Okay, all right.
Okay. And we do also have a Zoning Commission meeting scheduled, a special meeting for May 31st due to a large number of applications, and that is a proposed car wash at the corner of Columbus Pike, also known as Route 23 and Lewis Center Road. It's not on the written report. We took it off since it has already occurred, but I did want to mention that we had our open house last Wednesday for our zoning code resolution rewrite. That was a successful event by all accounts. We got a lot of good feedback from the public. We got better attendance than we had anticipated, which is great. So I would like to acknowledge our entire zoning staff for their efforts, both in publicizing that event and actually at the event itself, as well as Ms. Valerie Bunting and Ms. Carolina Flynn for providing support the evening of that event.
Yeah, it was a great event. I came and, I mean, it was packed and lots of feedback. And so thank you. You guys all did a really great job, you know, allowing the community to have their voice heard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you going to be publishing a synopsis of that? Did you collect public comments?
So we collected comments and feedback. We had various activities set up. Our consultant is kind of tallying those results right now. And we do also have, they sent us the, we had boards and various activities with information that people could give feedback on. And so we do have those. We put them on our website. And I'm not sure if it's on Facebook yet, but it will be at some point. So that residents who did not attend will have a chance to give feedback as well.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you.
And I would like to publicly acknowledge, I work at Berlin Township also part-time, and the other night the Assistant Zoning Inspector and Zoning Secretary and one of the trustees thanked our zoning department for their collaboration and how wonderful all of you are and how great it is to be working with you. So thank you for all your work on that. And Jeff Beard was called out as being exceptional. So thank you.
That is good to hear.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. They're very grateful. All right, next we have the operations report. Silas?
Good morning, Board. I don't have anything to update the Board on this week. Our projects are moving forward. Hopefully the Board had an opportunity to review the project report we sent out on Friday of last week. But other than that, that is the latest updates that we have, unless there's any questions.
So that we have no action items, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, next we have Fire Report Chief.
Morning, Board. What I have on today is to accept a donation from Mrs. Cindy and Mr. Tom Fryman, our prevention group. They went out, one of our prevention individuals went over and helped them out. They're an issue with some smoke detectors, kind of went out of their way to go a little above and beyond to help them out. So they dropped off a $50 Kroger card for the prevention girl. So I'd like to accept a donation if it's okay with you.
What do you guys usually spend the money on?
Usually they just pretty much food, something, yeah. Something that everybody can participate in. So that's what we usually end up getting.
Some special food. Great. That was very generous of them. I make a motion to approve resolution 22-185, acknowledge and accept donation.
Second.
Ms. Knapp?
Yes.
Mrs. Spouse?
Yes.
Thank you, Board.
And next we have the fiscal officer report.
Okay, we've got a couple things. The first resolution is to move some money around. The first change to the road levy fund is for, I think you had an increase in curb ramps or something like that of $200,000. So that's moving money to cover some of that increase in curb ramp and maybe the handicap ramps. I don't remember. Silas might remember. But and then the next change is to the general fund. We need to move some from our contingency there to cover that $91,000 2019 utility relocation bill that we got. So that's what those two changes, that's what that resolution is for. The next, we have the April financial report. And our current cash ending position as of April 30th was $27,373,795.26. We've been moving our investments around, as we discussed at a previous meeting, and $9.2 million is currently with Fifth Third. I did move money over to Star Ohio to take advantage of a higher interest rate from First Commonwealth when we got our property tax last month, so that balance is now $13.5 million. And I'll be moving that back into our operating account as we spend down, you know, as needed. But it's at least earning a higher interest rate sitting over there than sitting with First Commonwealth. And it's liquid being in Star Ohio. So those are the positives there. Our fund or department cash balances, our general fund is at $8.1 million, roads at $2.8 million, fire at $7.9 million, parks at $5.6 million. Our expenses through the end of April are $5.6 million with revenue of $8.1 million. And our Delaware County Foundation balance is currently $41,019.87. Okay. Well, it's all like, oh, and then last but not least, I know we talked at previous meetings about the road levy, the road forecast. So Silas and Michelle have been meeting with Delaware County engineers, and I know Michelle met with the Delaware County administrator to kind of talk about some options for help with funding some of these big projects that we have a shortfall for. And I've been talking to the DCFA, the bond advisors that the DCFA and the Delaware County Treasurer's Office use. And I have a meeting with them today at 3 o'clock. Unfortunately, the Delaware County Treasurer's Office is no longer, as of recently, offering their bond fund. So I need to call Treasurer Ranke to figure out what's going on, you know, why that, you know, if there really is no opportunity to borrow directly from the treasurer's office, if that's a route that we want to take. So I should know more after today, this afternoon's meeting. Okay? So just that one resolution.
I make a motion to approve Resolution 22-186, revising and or increasing permanent appropriations established in Resolution 21-389.
Second.
Ms. Knapp?
Yes.
Mrs. Faust?
Yes.
Next, we have the administrative report. Is there nothing on there at this time? Okay. Nothing under old business or new business? No executive sessions, correct? Is that everything? Is everything? Okay. Okay, make a motion to approve Resolution 22-187, meeting adjournment.
Second.
Ms. Knapp?
Yes.
Mrs. Faust?
Yes.
Meeting adjournment.